Craig and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. This is a podcast where we talk about anything and everything. And if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Well, we are Ziggy-less today, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're Ixnay on the Ziggy.
You should be back with us next week. We've been kind of off lately because you've been dealing with this alien junta virus, Scott.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's a personal attack. All I do is cough and blow my nose.
Well,
not to do it during the show.
I mean, I had this over Christmas, and it was just from the neck up, and you know, it wasn't terrible. It was just incredibly annoying.
Yeah, the third T, Scott with three T's. The third T today stands for typhoid or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Terrible.
Rising electricity rates. Scott, we're still dealing with those. They're becoming increasingly ridiculous. Regain control of your energy costs by making the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and a quote without any obligation. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. 925-791-1776. Call now and start saving money. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott referred you.
There you go.
Well, what are we going to talk about today? I have a funky gym habit that might be fun to mention. I also bought back a piece of my childhood off of eBay. I saw a YouTube video about space toys from the 70s, and they showed one that I haven't seen in 45 years, and I'm like, oh, wow. So I went to eBay and found one.
All right.
And then
eBay is good for something still?
eBay is good for something still. And then the real annoyance of late, I made the mistake of trying to check out a home price and whether or not I could afford it. And now I have lenders blowing up my phone trying to make me a deal or get me a loan or something. And it's incredibly irritating. So that's that's my stuff. Have you been busy?
I've been insanely busy. I cough for ever, and then I blow my nose forever, and then I go back to the cough, rinse, repeat,
mm-hmm.
recycle, whatever. And then my crazy on the way today is brought to you by my garage.
Okay.
So in the midst of being sick, I got woken at 2 a.m. by my daughter. Hey, there's water coming from the ceiling in the bathroom. And then I go out to the garage to get a bucket for the bathroom, and five more leaks, not dripping,
mm-hmm.
streaming.
Okay, this is not good.
Like 5K streaming.
a gently flowing stream.
Oh, man, it was everywhere. So in the middle of the night, just buckets and towels and moving boxes and stacking things up high, and it just is a catastrophic mess.
But now you keep your cigars in the garage. Did you save the cigars?
Well, I went for the cigars first. Always save the cigars first. It's like hallowed possession. No, it was crazy, and it wasn't really raining, and I couldn't figure out like what is going on. I come to find out my father-in-law had installed a water softener
mm-hmm.
over in the corner of the garage, and the guy who installed it decided that the drainage for the dirty water, the byproduct,
sure,
he ran that tube up into the roof and all the way across the attic in the garage.
Okay.
So my other crazy on the way is the rats that have apparently gotten into my attic and chomped holes in five different places in this tube. So when the water softener kicks on,
yeah,
it just flooded the attic.
I see.
And got all past the garage to the other bathroom, and
okay.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
The best part of the story is we haven't used the water softener in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law says, oh, no, we stopped using it. Okay. I walk over to the water softener. It's still plugged in. It still has power. It's still pumping stuff.
Oh,
doesn't have the salt in it and all the things you're supposed to maintain it.
Right.
He just decided to stop using it but didn't unplug it. So I have no idea how much water he's been running through that thing for 10 years.
So you haven't noticed your water bills are higher? Or
I thought they were exceptionally high, and I just thought the kids were taking long showers.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
Yeah.
Water in the yard too much, or I don't know.
Huh. Well, now that you've you turned it off.
I appreciate the city not contacting me and telling us that we were using an absorbent amount of water.
Mm-hmm. So did you unplug it? You turned it off? You did something?
Yeah, it's the craziest thing. If you unplug an electronic, it stops working.
Yeah.
And then the pump stops pumping. And then, now it's been raining for 3 days, and there's zero water in my garage.
Okay, so the water softener machine was the source of this gently flowing stream going through the house.
Well, and the rats. I give them credit.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, I'm glad it's not a gaping hole in the roof that you can drive a, drive a truck through.
Didn't do anything for my cough and my cold and
all that stuff. I bet. And you were probably out there by yourself, too, right?
Oh, yeah. No, this is dad territory. they run for their room and hide in their blankets. Whatever.
Okay.
I know for all of you that are worried about me, it didn't help my cold, but I did go get chest x-rays and everything.
Oh, that's good.
So.
And it's not the... the virus from the nation that we shall not name, or
the bat vat fever. No.
Okay.
But when I went in, the doctor told me that I should lay low for 2 weeks to slow the spread.
Just 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
He said, get back to me in 2.5 years and we'll see if it's over.
Oh boy. Well, how about a funny story? I'll tell you about my odd gym habit. So I've been going to this gym across the street from the house, and they have two men's rooms there. One of them has a shower in it. And every time I go into that particular men's room to get into my hoochie workout outfit, I have to check the shower stall to make sure there's no dead bodies in it. Because all my wife does is watch true crime murder shows. So all I hear about are the odd places where one happens to find a body. And
or places you can dispose of
them. Or dispose of them, yeah. So it's like I have to peek in the stall. You got the bathroom, a half wall, and then around
Man, I hope you never, I ever hear that phrase from you again.
What?
I had to peek in the stall.
Well, no. Before I can comfortably change my clothes, I got to look and make sure it's empty. You know, number one, there's no pervs hiding in there. And two, that there's no dead bodies.
An incredible imagination.
I know. I know I do.
But it's dangerous.
It's my wife's fault. And
here it comes.
I tried to hit the mute there. Did you catch your lung? I think it.
I got to prove to my employer that I'm actually sick.
Oh, okay.
So I'll send him a tape.
So, yeah, I got to check that shower for dead bodies, and it's just this. I can't not do it, and it's become a strange obsession, and I'm just going with it. You know, because if I try to fight it, it makes me anxious, and I got to go look.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the oddest thing.
You're the kind of guy who drives by a car wreck and you slow down and look and rubberneck because you just have to look.
No, I in my other life I was a traffic reporter, so I used to fly over crashes in the airplanes, and I've seen enough crashes.
The only thing that you have to look at is other people's stalls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's yeah, and then
I got a name of a counselor. For you.
A confused one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a confused therapist for you.
And then the house thing, my wife and I make good money but we can't afford anything around here. It was Ziggy who told me that there is one of the condos in his area, his neighborhood, has come up for sale, and it's, between 500 and 600 grand. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to check this out. That sounds reasonable. And of course, it's not. But in the process, I made the mistake of trying to find some sort of online calculator to figure out what my mortgage might be. I wound up giving up some information to LendingTree or some crap. And now lenders have seized on that information, and they're just blowing up my phone every 10 minutes trying to get in touch with me about talking to them about a loan. And it's like, go away. Yeah. If we had done the show last week, I have in my notes that Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty may make a return. I'm not as mad now as I was last week, so there's not going to be any cruelty here. But, man, these guys are worse than car salesmen.
You must have been pretty upset because I noticed that you've trademarked.
I did. I put the TM next to the
trademarked Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty.
Yeah, I thought that would be a nice touch. But, yeah, it's just like, my goodness, you guys, if I'm not answering after one or two calls, give up.
Yeah.
But they don't. I mean,
no, phones are just blowing up these days from all kinds of stuff. I got a phone blowing up story.
Okay.
A little nervous to share it, but so we have a Christmas tradition where everybody gets new pajamas.
Right.
Except for me. I put the ixnay on me getting pajamas because I've gotten pajamas for over 10 years or something. I got all these pajamas. I got, and I don't know what to do with them. Mm-hmm. I clean up the water in the garage with extra pajamas now. So I bought some, I went online, bought some and had them shipped to the house for the family. And now I get these text messages for panties that are on sale.
Oh my gosh.
Regularly.
Is there anything you want to share with us, Scott?
No, I, that's why I didn't want to share. I want to block them, but I think they're so funny because, you know, I show up to my wife, hey, honey, somebody's sending me panties. She doesn't think it's funny.
No, I can't imagine she would.
But,
it's like
but I try to blame her. I tell her, did you sign me up for something? Because I keep getting these things. Trying to send me a message. Anyways.
Wow. All right. So what did you buy that triggered these texts? Because usually,
pajamas.
So now why are they
pajamas sent- off of a from a store or website that specializes in women's pajamas?
Okay, so now they're sending you the ads. If you bought this, you might
Figure out I already have the pajamas, so maybe I need some of their other products. Apparently, panties are the most popular item. Okay. So they probably think I identify as a panty wearer. Yeah. Which many of my coaches in the past used to accuse me of. You play like you're wearing panties. So.
Now, as you know, the last time we did this, I made a joke that you didn't like, and I promised I wasn't going to go there again. So I hope you acknowledge the incredible restraint I'm showing right now.
I appreciate it.
Not seizing.
Your face is turning red and everything.
Because it's like, darn it, I got jokes for this.
Not all things thought should be said. So we're going to have t-shirts made.
Yeah, t-shirts, bumper stickers. You had some pretty good ideas this morning.
Yeah, well, we'll get there eventually.
Yeah, all right. As soon as we get our website up or our Facebook page.
I do appreciate your father right now that he taught you somewhere along the way the idea of restraint.
Yeah, well,
My dad says not all thought should be said.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm working on the t-shirt in my head right now.
Now, if Ziggy was here, I don't know if I could control myself because he would,
he'd be overboard a couple times.
Yeah, his snickering would encourage me to be bad, and then you would have to reel us both back.
I knew we were going to talk about this today, so I purposely didn't tell him about the recording time.
Okay. Well, he's also got that pesky thing called a day job. So, for topics, you know, we still have the 10 reasons you have no friends that you wanted to get from last time.
Yeah, we're going to spin it.
Yeah, for sure.
10 reasons to get friends.
To get friends, okay.
10 ways to have a friend.
Okay. We got stuff going on between Texas and the federal government that's getting more interesting by the day.
And the Supreme Court got involved.
And Texas is ignoring the Supreme Court.
No.
Yeah, I'm stunned. Cancer rates going up, especially in young people. The FAA hiring retards and psychotics to fly airplanes now, and the airline industry is really thrilled with that. Hertz is done with electric cars. They're selling them off. So hopefully we can get to some or most of those today.
Yeah, that the Hertz one's funny. The airlines thing, scary.
Yeah,
I listened to the guy from United Airlines talking about they want to get to 50% DEI hirings by a certain date. That means half of the pilots in United Airlines are going to be hired, not for their piloting ability, but for who they want to sleep with and what color their skin is.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think I'm going to let other people try United Airlines for a long time.
Yeah.
It might be a reason for me to go back to Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, until they do the same thing.
Brought to you by Alaska. Alaska had their own trouble, too. You hear, see that?
No, I didn't.
The panel came off of one of their Boeing jets.
That was Alaska. Okay, because I know about the panel. I didn't know what airline it was.
Oh, yeah, no. They had to cancel 160-some-odd or 150-some-odd flights regularly ongoing until they can figure out the 737 MAX 9.
I see. I saw a meme that that said passengers are now allowed to bring screwdrivers and wrenches aboard planes to help out with maintenance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Alaska was, they were so embarrassed by this that they compensated all the people that were on that flight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they gave them some money and parachutes. Okay. They're really taking a hit.
Yeah. Well, fly at your own.
Stock price is down.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that Boeing must be doing even worse.
I'm sure. And we'll get to that here shortly. We got to take a break right now. It's Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. Did I step on something you said, Scott?
Did we hit the eBay thing, or we just
We just teased it. I can touch on that later.
Well, you know it's not a tease, Brian?
What's not? What?
The rising surge in electricity prices.
Oh, wow.
It's insane.
We've got
to take charge of our energy expenses and transition to solar power right now. You can do it by contacting Alex Garnfeld, 925-791-1776, for a free consultation and quote, no strings attached. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for the first 6 months, and start putting money back in your pocket. 925-791-1776. Ask for Alex Garnfeld. Tell him Drake and Scott called.
You mean Drake and Scott sent you?
Sent you?
Yeah.
Ziggy sent you, but Drake and Scott called.
Okay. Well, we got stuff brewing in Texas that is ever-changing, but we can talk about it where it stands right now. According to NBC News, on Monday, the Supreme Court allowed Border Patrol agents to cut through or move razor wire installed by the Texas National Guard at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas is trying to keep or prevent illegal border crossings. The federal government is saying, no, you got to let them through. The vote was 5-4. And a lot of conservatives are disappointed, especially in Amy Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, you know, the Trump picks.
Appointees, yeah.
Yeah, that they're suddenly, you know, why are they, you know, siding with the federal government? And it's I know the right wing is like, well, they're traitors, et cetera. And it's like, well, maybe the government actually does have supremacy over this area. And I understand, you know, I don't know all the ins and outs because I haven't done enough reading on it. But there might be a reason the government has control here. But Texas, God bless Texas, they are ignoring the ruling. They continue to roll out the razor wire and continue to challenge the feds there. And it's getting a mite interesting. Texas might need some reinforcements, Scott. We may need to get out the guns and head out there.
Yeah, I'm not really sure on this one how I feel because there's so many different things about this. And, you know, the government telling the state what they can and cannot do. I don't like that.
No, I'm a states' rights guy. So, yeah, I understand. And it's
and there's a little bit of natural selection. If you try to jump a razor wire fence and you get cut up,
oh, those aren't fun. I remember razor.
No, but well, that's called, no, I'm not climbing it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little bit natural selection.
Right. No, I remember razor wire from the ROTC days, and it's not, barbed wire is not fun. Razor wire is really not fun. And
yeah, I saw some photos of people that got really cut up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are ways to get through it, but you got to be very careful as you're doing that. And it's you know, you're getting cut if you go through there. It's just how bad and how much are you willing to endure? And it's yeah, anyway. So, yeah, Texas National Guard versus the federal government, there might be another Waco. I don't know. I'm really kind of curious to see how far they're going to push this. And I don't like Texas. I got family that live there, my wife's family. And the weather is awful, and there are bugs as big as your fist, and it's an unpleasant environment. I wouldn't want to live there, but I certainly do support their right to tell the government to stick it.
Yeah.
And we'll see how far they do.
I mean, if people are jumping in my yard, I wouldn't mind having razor wire. I don't want them in my yard.
Well, you could put up razor wire anyway. You know, it's not illegal.
Yeah, well, and then government's going to tell me I got to take it down or give their border patrol people permission?
Well, if you're putting the wire up to keep birds out of your yard, you know, I don't, well, unless the birds are endangered. And yeah, you got a point. Never mind.
I was just thinking, you know. So the governor, Greg Abbott's involved. Of course, he's a Republican, so mm-hmm. everybody's going to think he's wrong. And I don't know.
Yeah, well, we just have to watch and see. It's like, I don't want to say too much about it because it's constantly evolving here. But so far, Texas has told the Supreme Court, never mind, we're going to do what we want. And I mean, because Texas is like, well, we got to protect our border, protect our state. These people are coming in illegally. They're causing a drain on resources. And for some reason, the feds want everybody to come in. And, well, I know the reason, but well, I'm trying to stay away from...
I do like that the Supreme Court is voting based on what they think rather than just along party lines, because it looks like Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh voted on opposite sides. So they're not just voting along conservative lines versus liberal lines, mm-hmm. which I like to see that out of the Supreme Court.
Well, that's why I gave them... Yeah, that's why I gave them some benefit of the doubt. It's like, well, maybe the right-wing reactionary opinion here that they're traitors, et cetera, siding with Biden. Maybe, you know, there's probably more to it, and I really should dig into the opinion and see. But it's...
Well, it's impossible these days to get the actual truth because people just make up arguments.
Well, exactly, side, right? And that's why...
Government's arguing that this is really because it hinders the border patrol from getting to people who have already crossed the border. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, well, now it's not even about the illegal immigrants. It's about your Border Patrol safety.
Who knows? It's
maybe you should hire better people for your Border Patrol who can recognize razor wire when they see it. I mean.
Well, yeah.
Use some calm and some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Calm and sense.
Well, our next story, we got cancer cases in under 50 people, people under 50, around the world, up nearly 80%. It's projected to rise another 21% by 2030.
Do they give a causal statement?
No, it's just a lot of...
mumbo-jumbo.
Yeah, a lot of mumbo-jumbo and a lot of, well, gee, younger people younger than usual are getting cancer. Of course, my question is, what have we introduced into the population recently that might be causing these problems?
You mean like processed foods?
Processed foods, clot shots, you know.
I knew you were going to go there. I was trying to give you an alternative.
All kinds of things are being introduced into the population here. Our global cases of early onset cancer increased from 1.82 million in 1990 to 3.26 in 2019. Of course, that's before the coup, so, you know. While cancer deaths of adults in their 40s, 30s, or younger grew by 27%. So if the increase started before the pandemic, then I can't just blame the clot shot.
Yeah.
That kind of messes up my whole routine if I can't blame the clot shot, because I, you know.
It's not as much fun,
no,
for sure.
No, definitely not.
Someone was telling me there's a show on Netflix about the 10 places in the world where people are the healthiest and what are the practices of those places. I can't remember the name of the show, so I probably shouldn't have brought it up. But
and I don't have Netflix anyway, so I can't look it up.
Those areas, they got a name for them or something like that. I can't remember.
Is it mostly places in Asia?
No, they're all over the world.
Oh, really?
But it's where people are doing natural foods and they get exercise and do different things. And
interesting.
Stuff. They're doing really well because they're not doing all the stuff that's built for profit.
Well, I one thing I am curious about, though, I mean, less people smoke these days. We have better detection, better treatment. So why are cases spiking?
Go back to the bat fever.
Yeah, could be. Well, that's all I got on that one.
I just wonder how long are we going to have to deal with cancer until people start looking at what they eat and stop.
Well, yeah, and I mean,
we've put so many things into our body and mm-hmm. take and avoided so many things based on government suggestion,
or just laziness.
Well, and you know, well, the FAA said it was okay. The FDA.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the CDC gave us permission to blah, blah, blah. You know, they changed the ruling on going to work with COVID recently.
No.
The CDC. Yeah. If you've got COVID, but you're feeling better and you think you're recovering and you wear a mask and you can go to work now.
I see. Really? No, I'd be staying home. I don't think my office would be going along with that, but I'm not going to be the one to find out either. So, all right, we're up on another break. Next, we'll talk about 10 reasons why you don't have any friends, but we're going to spin it for 10 reasons to get to or to attract friends or keep friends or something along those lines. It's Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. We're going to go over 10 reasons you have no friends in a minute. Where's the ad? We got business to do first, Scott. Escalating electricity costs got you down? Seize control of your energy bills by making the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfell at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and a quote. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months, but you got to act now. 925-791-1776 and begin saving money. Let them know Drake and Scott sent you. So Scott's cell phone has a mind of its own, apparently. During that our last segment, it just started recording for no reason?
Yeah, we went to break, and I picked up my phone, and it had been dictating into text. Apparently, it wanted to send half the last segment to my wife as a text message. So I don't know if my wife programmed something into my phone.
She's
or if the man is still trying to get me.
If she wants to hear the show, she can just listen. I mean, there's no reason for
Radioslot.com and Spotify, yeah,
that's right. All right, 10 reasons. And
Brian Drake Books.
BrianDrakeBooks.com. Yeah, listen to the show and buy a book at the same time. So we got an article here, 10 reasons you have no friends. It actually is kind of interesting. I thought this was going to be a fluff piece. I thought it would be funny to kind of riff on it, but it's actually got some serious stuff in it. So
this is what we would call content.
Yeah.
We finally found a story with some actual content.
Actual content, yes. So one of the reasons, reason number 10, you have no friends, is that you talk bad about others. And the article states here, don't constantly tear others down to build yourself up. Most people can see right through that, and it typically has the opposite effect.
Yeah. When you create drama, you're going to scare people. They're going to walk away.
Now, is it that we think it's fun to poke fun at somebody that maybe not be in the room, or, you know, gossip, you know, so-and-so is doing such and such and yada, you know?
Well, it literally makes you feel better.
And it's something
so there's the psych part of it. It's the psychology of you feel better when someone's worse than you.
Right.
But it also stimulates some hormones and things in your body. And so, in fact, some people that are negative constantly, they run off the adrenaline of that.
That's weird. I can understand it and, you know, identify.
Yeah, when you constantly are contradicting somebody, critiquing someone, challenging someone, mm-hmm. acting the victim, being negative, it's draining.
Yeah.
It sucks the life out of the relationship. And then they go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, how we make this positive?
I don't know how.
Compliment people.
Oh, right. Okay.
Talk about what people do.
You mean
well.
I got to be nice?
You could, be nice and tell your face.
Reason number 9, you purposefully make others uncomfortable. When someone tells you they're uncomfortable with something, you should stop that behavior. It's not cute, fun, or flirting to continue purposefully.
Yeah, when I'm uncomfortable, I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Life's too short.
Yeah, I know. I had stuff like this happen recently where some fellow was constantly making cracks about my car. You know, and it's like, well, what is this about?
I don't always do that.
It's like, you know, it's like someone keeps pointing out the fact that I drive a particular car, which I get kind of self-conscious about anyway, because everyone thinks you're showing off. And it's like, no, I'm not showing off. That's the car I wanted. So this fellow was just riffing on it, and it was like, why do you care?
mean, oh, they want to feel better. They want the adrenaline rush from, you know, the negativity and stuff.
Well, no, so it wasn't.
How we make this positive?
Yeah, okay. How do we make it positive?
Make people feel comfortable.
How do you do that?
Compliments. Mm-hmm. Be polite. Ask them what they're thinking.
Okay. Can you, in trying to make someone comfortable, though, can you also make them uncomfortable?
I mean, I guess you can if you really want to get super deep into it. But if you can find a way to agree with a piece of what somebody said, you know, or find, you know, I really like that, what you just said. I like part of that. And then comment on that.
But the rest of it was wrong.
If you can affirm someone, then they want to be around you more.
Yeah, I understand.
Otherwise, they think you might have a superiority complex.
Yeah, that's our next reason. Confidence is great, but it becomes, I hate the word problematic, but it becomes problematic when you think you're better than everyone else.
Well, that's the difference between confidence and pride, right? When you're around somebody who's proud, that's exhausting.
Well,
but when you're around somebody who's confident,
yeah, I know, but
that
I mean,
can be attractive.
Okay, I'm trying to separate confidence with pride. I mean, yeah, it can be a problem, but what if it's? I mean, is there such a thing as like a useful pride, or maybe that is just lumping into confidence, and I'm just getting the two.
Confidence is an inner an inner condition. Pride is something that you project exterior.
Okay, so it's like pride. It's like you're showing off. Then,
yeah, if you're verbalizing and talking about genuine. How much better you are than someone else, and well, now you're not talking down about the other person. You're elevating yourself, and that's as unattractive as critiquing somebody.
Right. Okay. So it's like if you have to talk about it, then it's those who know don't have to prove it. I guess that's what I mean. And that gets back into confidence, that if you have to tell everybody what a badass you are, you probably not. But if something happens and you show people you have a demonstrable skill to solve a problem, then they might think, well, that person's a badass. And
yeah, well, here's one of the key signs when I know I'm dealing with something like this is when someone starts reading me their resume. Or dropping names.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I was for 4 years. I served as a da-da-da, and I have a degree. And it's like, why are you reading me your resume?
Because they're trying to impress you. Okay.
Yeah, impress me with content and connectivity.
Right.
Rather than reading me your resume.
Right.
So.
Resumes are boring anyway.
Unless you ask someone else about their resume and how they have been superior in something. Now you're showing genuine interest in them. That's how you turn that one positive.
I see. Okay.
There you go.
Well, our next one is mistreating service workers.
Oh, this is pet peeve of mine.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Do I even need to read the description? But yeah, it says mistreating people you deem beneath you is a serious red flag. First, no one is beneath you regardless of what job either of you has, and second, everyone deserves to be treated with basic human dignity.
We're all created equal, Brian.
Well, working's bad enough, but then
have you ever been in the service industry?
No, but I just mean working in general is bad enough. To have to deal with awful customers or interact with people that are a pain in the neck. I did work retail. I used to sell cars, so I've dealt with people like that. Yeah, that think you're just an idiot who can't get a real job, or you have a poor education, so this was the only option that was open to you. I remember that reaction.
Yeah.
And it's
if
just,
you ask somebody who works in the service industry, what is their least favorite part of the job?
The people.
Yeah, it's the public. They can have a terrible job, where they got a, dirty jobs, or you got to clean stuff or whatever. And it's not the actual job. It's the people who made it dirty in the first place and then are mad at you for not cleaning it fast enough, or you didn't bring their appetizer soon enough, or greet the table soon enough, or who knows?
Yeah, whatever. I know. I don't, this one I don't understand, but if you really want to see what a jerk somebody is, watch him.
You know the first step in this one? Smile.
Yeah.
When the busboy comes over to your table and asks you, are you done with that?
Yeah, so you'd smile, say thank you,
no, not yet, but thank you, yes, no, whatever. My kids, their whole life, when we've ever been out somewhere around service workers, I've stopped my kid and say, turn around, face them, smile, address them by name if you can. Give them some respect. Mm-hmm. Show respect to the service workers.
Yeah, for sure. Our next reason is endless talking. Some folks don't know how to let others participate in a conversation. They endlessly blather on about themselves, oblivious to others in the room. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let people finish their sentences.
Or just stop talking when I'm obviously glazing over and just going, uh-huh. It's like, what does that meme? It's like, I'm on my third, wow, that's crazy, and you're still talking?
Yeah.
You know, the conversation ended 2 minutes ago, and you're still going, I mean, my wife and I had a situation like this at church once. This old timer came up to us and was very happy to talk about, I don't even remember what. We had to go. It was my birthday. We had to go meet my parents. And this guy was just...
Yeah.
And finally, his wife had to come over and get him and say, you know, stop. You know, it's... that's just one example, the most recent example. And...
I try to ask myself, who's doing the most talking here?
Yeah.
Like, have I let them have a turn enough? And then the best way is to wait until they ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know it's your turn to talk.
Yeah, and to know when the conversation is ended and know how to exit and carry on. Yeah,
one's gotten worse in the last decade or so, I think, because of the entertainment that we choose, the politicians, the idea of I got to get my idea out faster and mm-hmm. talk over them and contradict them and interrupt them and...
Yeah.
It's just all just
I remember another fellow I used to hang with that when he would get to talking about his favorite shows, like if he mentioned he was watching something and I hadn't seen it and I said, oh, what is that show about? Well, 1 hour later, he's still telling me about it. And we're on to season, you know, just getting to the end of season one because he's summarizing everything. And it's too much. It's like you got to, you know how to dole out the enough information to answer the question, but not to hold the other person hostage.
Yeah.
And anyway, lack of effort is next. All too many relationships are one-sided. Unfortunately, we can't always identify users immediately, but when we recognize it, it's a turnoff.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The positive on this one is put in as much effort as the person opposite you.
Yeah.
If you see somebody's got high energy or talking a lot, then try to match their energy and put a little effort. Turn and face them, you know, give them your attention, roll up your sleeves, help them carry stuff. You'll score a lot of points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time they're done working and they want to do something leisure, they might call you.
Sure.
Because they enjoyed the work part. Well, maybe I want them around for other things.
Yeah, you could bring them one of your confused therapist bars. Yeah. That's a beer, by the way.
Dust Bowl Brewery, Turlock.
Lack of empathy. Empathy is one of the most important traits we can develop. It helps us understand others' perspectives and feel what they are going through.
Hmm. This one's huge.
Yeah.
And the way I see this played out the most is in couples where the one spouse presents a problem and the other starts immediately solving the problem rather than acknowledging the condition of the person complaining. If someone's upset, you got to address the upset first. And a lot of times what you'll find out, they don't actually want you to solve the problem for you.
Yeah, because it's not the nail, right?
Yeah, they want you to connect with them,
mm-hmm.
right? It's all about connectivity and social engagement.
Yeah, and that's I learned this, honestly, by talking with my mother, because she would come home from work when she was taking care of me and my sister. And she would talk about work problems, and I would solve work problems, or at least, you know, try to, which only made her mad. And it's like, I don't understand this. And then through observation after she married my stepfather, how they had the same conversations, I was like, oh, I would watch my stepfather not solve the problem and just let her talk. And it's like, oh, that's what she wanted. She wanted someone to listen. And here I was, you know, doing what my father does, and that is solve the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was, you know, I learned that. I was in my, I was, boy, 13, 14.
Well, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the greatest value.
But I still think it's bonkers. And, you know, if you have a problem, you should solve it. It is about the nail. You just want to cry about it.
You're lacking so, empathy,
am I lacking empathy? Okay.
And you're talking too much about it. So I think you're wrong.
Okay, well... That brings us to the next one on our list, the inability to be wrong. Engaging with people who refuse to admit they're wrong is exhausting. I'll just stop there.
This is where I think religion has gotten something right.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of confession, the ability to own something when you've done something wrong.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you can tell somebody, you're right, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
I'll do better next time.
Right.
It changed the conversation right there.
Yeah.
And I've tried this in board meetings where somebody presents an idea. And if it's a good idea, I try very quickly to say, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it rather than, you know, who's right and who's wrong, whatever, it's what can you agree with?
Yeah.
And build from there.
Sure.
And then when you make a mistake, say, I missed that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my bad. But people don't want to do that because they think it defines their value.
Yeah, and then also you get some pride in there. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to admit that you blew it.
Yeah,
you know,
and people think their value is based on the performance rather mm-hmm. than character.
Sure. Next on the list is racism. Do we really need to talk about that?
When you value all races, you'll have more friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Value everyone.
Brutal honesty. Many people call themselves brutally honest as an excuse to say mean things without repercussion.
Yeah. We have a friend in our circles that uses the phrase regularly. To be honest.
Is this a mutual friend?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we'll be talking about something and they'll say, well, you know, to be honest.
Yeah.
I said, were you lying to me all the other times, or were you going to finally be honest with me now?
Mm-hmm.
You just brought in the question of, are you a liar?
Mm-hmm.
Lying is
yep.
not good.
I understand.
Even if you're trying to help somebody.
Yep.
My kid sent a text message. It was like a full screen text message to mm-hmm. somebody. They were all hot about something and upset, and they fired off this text message. And they brought it to me and said, Dad, what do you think? I sent this. And I read through the whole thing, and I thought to myself, well, do I want to fight right now?
Or oh, no.
And I just said, I think it's brutal.
Yeah.
I think it's terrible, and I think you were wrong.
Mm.
And they, what? Why? And I mm-hmm. said, well, see right here, see what you said? How'd that make them feel? Da-da-da-da-da. Can you actually prove that? No. Da-da-da-da-da. Is that how you really feel?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, do you want a relationship with this person that you just sent this to? Because I'm pretty sure you just ended it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the effect of your words, actions, posts?
Mm-hmm.
People don't think about that.
I get it.
But brutal honest is important, too, for like when you have stuff stuck on your face.
Are you suggesting I have stuff stuck on my face?
No, but if you did.
Because you're pointing at me right now.
If you did, I would say. And I've been in so many public environments where, you know, my zipper was down or something was wrong. And then, you know, and you find out like 45 minutes later. It's like,
why didn't you tell me
when? Hey, by the way, during that whole presentation, your zipper was down. It's like, well, did you want to tell me? Or,
yeah, I know.
You know?
But the article here ends with, be nice and people will flock to you, which I think sums up your argument.
I don't think we covered it.
Yeah. What we have to do now is cover a break.
Be nice and tell your face.
Right. Now we need to be nice and get some commercials aired.
Yeah.
Back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment. The show just flies as usual. You want to do the ad or should I do it? How about I just do it?
Sure.
We'll knock it out and get it over with.
I'm so stressed over the electricity costs that I think you need to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, are escalating electricity costs stressing you out? Seize control of your energy bills by making the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfeld, 925-791-1776. He will give you a complimentary consultation and a quote. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Act now, 925-791-1776. And begin saving money. Let them know Drake and Scott sent you.
So you spent some money on eBay recently.
I did. I saw a YouTube video the other night that was talking about space toys from the 70s that were all kind of inspired by Star Wars. And one of them was a model of what looked like the Space Shuttle Columbia at the time. And it had buttons on the side. It made rocket noises. And it really annoyed my parents when I was a kid. Anyway, I haven't seen this toy in 45 years. And here it shows up in the video. It's the Fisher-Price Alpha Probe, apparently. I don't even know if I ever knew the name. So after watching the video and, you know, having this rush of memories of this spaceship. It had the astronauts and it was really cool. I went to eBay and I looked it up, and there's a gazillion of them for sale, all at various prices. And I found one in the box, had never been opened, and was like, yes. And I bought it, and it should be here in a couple of days. And I don't know if it's going to work because it has 40, 50 year old wiring in it.
You're going to open the box?
I'm going to play with this thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have a display. I'm going to put it somewhere so I can look at it.
I love the confidence that you're showing now, Brian.
Okay.
Trying to make friends.
Yeah, I understand. But no, it's a favorite toy when I was a kid. I don't know. I don't know what became of it. I just know it's been 45 years, and pretty soon I'm going to have another one, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So
right on.
Yeah.
Well, Drake and Scott Show post game report is brought to you today by Value.
All right.
If you're struggling with friendships, it's because you're valuing yourself over them. Those 10 behaviors that talked about that are chasing friends away.
Yeah.
You're doing those things to elevate your value rather than seeing yourself as valuable to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a phrase in the Good Book that says you should value others more than yourselves.
Yeah.
There's some good logic there, because when people feel value from you, they'll want you around.
Very true.
That's how you make friends. So how can you create or acknowledge value in the people around you? And it's going to go well for you.
Mm-hmm.
And let other people go first. Be second. And tell your face. Smile, laugh, listen.
Well, some of it, I mean.
Agree.
I'm part Croatian, so I have resting bitch face. And I really have to work hard at smiling and looking happy.
Did you just make a statement about Croatians?
No, just Slavs in general. We all have this.
It's racist, Brian.
I'm one of them.
Don't be racist against yourself. Come on, you're devaluing yourself.
Well, no, I just, to tell my face to be happy and look interesting just takes a lot of extra effort, because that is not my natural state.
Crack your face.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Crack your face.
I could be perfectly happy and excited about something, and I still look mad. So
make yourself smile so much that you get wrinkle lines from it.
Yeah, well.
That's what I mean when I say crack your face.
See, but the benefit of resting bitch face is that I'm almost 50, but I still look like I'm 30.
There's no benefit. I coach, and we won a game the other day, handily. It was a great game. Kid comes off the field. He's all grumpy looking. I said, what's wrong? You all right? Yeah, I'm fine. I said, well, you should tell your face. It's my game face, coach. Game's over, dude. Enjoy your life a little.
All right, so that's okay. Instead of resting bitch face, it's my game face.
Yeah, don't say that word anymore. Rhymes with ditch.
Okay.
Witch.
Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. Thank you for listening.
Scott with three T's.
We'll be back next week.